Coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington, this is 60 Seconds. My friend's very small 13-year-old dog still loves to play an easy game of fetch in the house with a soft yellow rubber ball. When he has it in his mouth, he looks like he's sucking on a grapefruit half. Thing is, he also loves treats. I can hold one in my hand while he sits for a moment. You can see the wheels turning. How to eat the treat but not let go of the ball. Never happens. He drops the ball, eats the treat, and if I'm fast enough, I scoop the ball to toss it again. The most powerful starting point for most endeavors is to ask, what can I eliminate to clear the way forward? What might have been useful to me, maybe even brilliant in the past, might now be distracting or even holding me back from envisioning my next creation. Question: what ball will you drop to get the treat?